Hi, I'm Austin.
I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
Hey guys, have you seen Hubie Halloween? Yeah, because it is Summerween of Sandler. We've been releasing Hotel Transylvania 2, 3, and now this. I think this is officially a spooky summer of Sandler. A
spooky summer of Sandler.
We can do Transformania next, right? Or is he not in it?
He's not in it.
He's not in it.
Yeah.
Can't wait till 5.
The little bastard child of that series. Yeah, you think
they've announced
how much would it take to bring him back for 5?
I don't know.
I think it was mostly
they have the money.
I don't know if it wasn't because they didn't want to pay him or if it was
creative control.
Yeah.
It was supposedly when we did that episode, go back and listen to it. Just editing Transylvania 3, I was like, God, a lot happened in that movie. I don't remember at this point. Like getting on a cruise ship and going like under the sea to land. No. Tonight, we're doing a Netflix Sandler movie.
Yeah.
What because Justin ran out of mainline Sandlers.
One of the forbidden Sandlers.
Yeah. We're not doing them in order. We're just picking here and there. Maybe Summer of Sandler will spill over to our other channel of Mazeballs at some point, and we'll do some TV content that he showed up on. I don't know.
Oh.
Keep an eye out
He wasn't on
there.
Much TV besides SNL.
Well, that's a pretty good episode. Yeah. It's watching, like, the best of.
Sure.
I think he was on The Cosby Show for a while. If I'm not mistaken.
I think he's also on King of Queens.
Okay, see? That's an episode. We don't need much for Amazeballs. We're not watching hours and hours.
Yeah.
But tonight, we're getting a little spooky. Josh, you know anything about this movie?
My coworker said it was bad.
All right, so
but
what
he didn't say what it was about.
What we do here on the podcast is you have to give us a brief rundown of what you think it's going to be about based solely on the title.
Uh-huh.
What do you think Hubie Halloween with Adam Sandler is going to be about?
I'm going to say it's like, kind of like Little Nicky.
Okay.
Where he is literally a character named Hubie Halloween. He's
We're going back to like hard, standard mainline Sandler.
I'm not familiar with Netflix Sandler, so I don't know what he's doing with the space.
It's exactly what he was doing with the other space.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
All right.
He's making Jennifer Aniston vacation movies. And shit like this.
You can't vacation with a Halloween movie, right?
That's not what... I wouldn't have said it if that was a spoiler for this one. I'm the only one that's seen this.
I think that he's some kind of, like, embodiment of Halloween.
2020.
Like a great pumpkin kind of thing.
Yeah.
Very recent, last 6 years. PG-13.
PG-13. Okay, maybe not then.
What is a great pumpkin R? Like,
it's not PG-13. I don't know.
It's a sequel to Eight Crazy Nights, but the Halloween version.
Okay, I'll backpedal it.
Jewish Halloween.
yeah, right.
He's a person, multifaceted. It doesn't have to be Jewish. That's just one element of his embodiment.
But you said it was Eight Crazy Nights of Halloween.
A sequel. Because he played Adam Sandler in Eight Crazy Nights. Yeah. So it's just another...
I know this isn't animated, though.
Okay.
Can't trick me that hard. But, okay, so maybe just his name is Hubie. Maybe the last name Halloween. And it's his Halloween. He does, like... Oh, I know. This is Sam. Okay. I know exactly
what
this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could just go through the bingo card at this point.
Yeah. Just go through... Okay, so let's see.
Give it to us.
He's living with his grandma.
Okay.
Keep
that ball rolling.
He falls in love with a girl.
Okay.
Who's his neighbor.
Maybe.
But he can't think of a way to talk to her.
Okay.
So he finds a kid.
Uh-huh.
Who is not his.
Okay.
So that he can go trick-or-treating with them. as an excuse to, like, talk to her.
What, like, do they go too far with the costumes? Like, what's happening? Like,
I think...
Because he had a classic segment on SNL about Halloween costumes.
I don't think I've seen that. I haven't seen much, any of his SNL stuff.
Oh, this was one of his best bits.
Because, is he funnier in SNL than he is in movies?
Oh, in short form, 100%. That's what launched his career.
Yeah, being on SNL, for sure. Okay. Launched his career.
Yeah. Hmm. You'll see when we get to that, you'll be like, oh, this is,
did
like,
he do, oh, was all his SNL stuff before, in the shit movie, the first
one?
No. No. It was, Overboard, Going Overboard.
Going Overboard, yeah.
Bulletproof, I think, was
and
before.
SNL?
No, Happy Gilmore lined up with SNL.
Okay.
Because, like, he joined SNL, they realized he did have chops. Like, he could play guitar, he could sing. Because
he was a musical
songs.
Comedy act at first.
So, okay. I think he honestly refined his act on SNL in a really fun way with all those other comedians. And that's what led to his skyrocketing movie career that's filled 3 to 4 summers of our lives.
That's what led to him officiate the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce wedding.
Yeah. So Justin, what do you think Hubie Halloween is about?
I think that it's about a lonely guy who really, really likes Halloween, and he gets real into it, and then...
Was it because his dad died during a Halloween expedition?
I don't think that would make him like Halloween. I think that would make him hate Halloween.
It's the Waterboy premise.
But liking Halloween isn't okay because he's an adult now, right?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, because adults in America don't like Halloween.
Yeah. not in the Sandlerverse.
Okay. Oh, you're right. Okay.
He's seen as like a...
Why don't you straighten up and fly right, Sandler? You're too into Halloween.
He gets real into it, and then, like, something supernatural happens on this specific Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Like, ghosts or something.
So we're breaching supernatural.
Not the show.
No, but, like, the supernatural content is introduced. That changes the movie.
Yeah. There's definitely going to be something supernatural about it, and he's got to save Halloween.
With his supernatural spoopy powers.
He gets supernatural powers?
That sounds better than my pitch.
I don't think he gets supernatural powers. Okay. I think he just has to...
Like a witch or a...
Oh, he gets, like, cursed. Okay.
The town gets cursed. The kids in the town.
He's the only one that understands Halloween enough to bring... To save it.
Sure. He's got to save the town. Okay, okay. I like these pitches.
What kind of a name is Hubie, though? If that's a name.
If that's a name.
It's gotta be. What the fuck does it
His name's definitely Hubie.
Okay. Yeah.
I gotta say that.
You know that.
I'll just give it to you. It's Adam Sandler. Free bingo space. Yeah. His name's
but
Hubie.
Is his last name Halloween?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I'd say so. So we're gonna get to it. We're gonna watch 2020's Hubie Halloween here on the Summer of Sander.
A funky zombie that doesn't speak. A broken bride with blood in her hair. But nobody cares, nobody cares. The boogeyman has bugs in his teeth. A pirate pulls a sword from its sheath. Frankenstein is out of his mind. And all I want to do is trick or treat.
And we're back with Hubie Halloween from 2020.
Yeah, we sure are. Yeah. We watched that movie.
It was a movie. It was 45 minutes. Had Adam Sandler in it, so it's Sandler.
Not only did it have him in it, this is peak Sandler.
Yeah.
Within 2 minutes.
In 2020.
Almost all of the bingo boxes were filled. Like, this was like if they took our bingo... And made a movie out of it. I'm pretty sure this was a blackout.
Of the movie, everybody hated Huey.
Until the end. That works. Everybody loves Sandler. Can be a redeeming last minute thing. He is... Okay, this movie starts like it. the original TV one, because somebody breaks out of a mental asylum. But he tricks the orderly by having a bed full of Jell-O and hot dogs that he's been saving up. And there's a hot dog penis.
There is a hot dog penis.
With balls. We're going there. First thoughts, Josh, what do you think?
It's bad.
What?
Classic Sandler is still Sandler.
No.
There were some jokes.
It was very juvenile.
I think that Sandler's strongest thing in movies is running jokes.
Yeah.
There were a couple of really good running jokes in this movie where he's biking down the street and everyone throws stuff at him.
And it gets increasingly
to the point
sillier.
Where he's like going to the forest, the bears are throwing things at him.
Mm-hmm. And a trombone goes by.
And a flaming harpoon.
Yeah. Yeah. And his canteen. His Swiss Army canteen.
Okay.
He does some funny stuff with it.
This is like Doctor Who's sonic screwdriver.
Yeah.
It can do
his soup canteen.
Anything. He made it when he was in the Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how old he was.
No.
Because he lets us know pretty early on he doesn't believe in...
Is this...
Age.
Is this Adam Sandler's third time playing someone who's
How are you gonna phrase
mentally,
this?
Mentally handicapped?
Has a speech impediment?
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about just the way he talks.
Because that's throughout the movie. Yeah. The first line, both of you were just like aghast. You're like, he's doing a voice.
No.
What is this, 1997? Yeah.
There's a
it's kind of problematic.
Water Boy.
Yeah.
Rain Over Me.
These are the voice. Oh, go. These are the voice ones. These are the. Okay.
Water Boy, Rain Over Me, and this.
Yeah. 9/11 didn't make him this way, though. There's a love interest named Vicky fucking Valentine.
Yeah.
Like,
who's
we
played
joke.
By the mom from Modern Family.
And she was already in a Sandler film, I believe.
She was his love interest in Happy Gilmore.
Two?
No, she was dead in Happy Gilmore, too.
Really?
Yeah. That's remember, she got hit with the golf ball.
They killed her off?
Yeah.
Okay. She was in one.
Mm-hmm. She really? Was his love interest
okay.
in one.
Wow. I wonder why she didn't come back for two. Everybody else and their son came back for two, Justin. Do you remember? And then we cut to a 5-minute flashback of somebody watching Happy Gilmore 2. Because that's how that movie was. Check out previous episode. This is even more mainline Sandler than Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah, this
had all the tropes.
This felt like nobody told him no to anything he pitched.
I don't think they did. I don't think anyone could. With the power of Happy Madison and Netflix behind him. So what's the character?
Hubie.
He's
not Halloween.
No.
He's a...
Hubie Dubois.
He's a guy who lives with his mother.
Mm. That's one of the predictions you got right.
You said grandmother, but I'm like, yeah. Well, I'll give it to you.
I heard mother in the opening, too.
Yeah, I'll...
He lives with the elder.
Allow it!
Well, because he's too old to live with his grandma now.
Sure.
If he was in his 20s, it would have been his grandma.
If he's playing it realistically.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
He is despised by most of the people in town.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Except for a handful.
Everybody makes fun of him. He's easy to scare.
Yes. This isn't just a yearly thing. I think he's easy to scare all year round.
Yeah.
It just comes out in
and
force.
And I think these people who relentlessly bully him throughout the year, not
yes.
just on Halloween.
No. Because he loves Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
He goes all out. He decorates the house
he's
like that.
The Halloween safety guy?
Like a hall monitor, right? Josh, he has this...
Yeah.
It says monitor, right?
He's just like the town self-appointed security guard. He's like a village it, but instead he's a security guard.
I think it's the same thing.
Yeah,
they could overlap.
I guess he is kind of just the village idiot.
Definitely, that's the part he's playing.
Yeah.
To speak of the village that we're in, by the way,
Salem,
Massachusetts, the king of Halloween,
yeah, Halloween capital of the world.
This makes it a sequel to Hocus Pocus. Anything that happens in a place becomes a sequel, Josh. You sure. See how it is?
I see.
As movies go. There's you don't watch a lot of movies, so you don't know the rules.
In big cities, like New York.
I thought Hocus Pocus had a sequel.
Oh my god, if you look up the New York movies, like the New Yorkiverse.
Because Warriors was in New York, right?
Yeah. Yes, it was. To tie in Warriors.
So was Rain Over Me.
Yeah. I kind of want to think of what... As if all the New York movies are in the room.
Are all the New York movies in the room with you right now, Josh? No, to tie this into the Warriors, we have a constant radio narrator known as Aurora.
Yeah, played by Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq's back, baby. Part of the Sandlot, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And this is interesting, because this isn't a period piece. So there's a lot of things in this movie that don't make sense. Like, one, everyone's listening to the local radio station the night of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you get home from trick-or-treating.
Watch the news.
The live local news. And gather around with your family instead of watching a movie on a streaming service.
Right.
This movie was made by a streaming service, guys. Mm-hmm. They're fucking it up. They're missing the cue. They're like... Now streaming on this platform when they get home. And
you got a little
self-insert commercial. No, I don't want commercials in my movies. They're already enough.
There wasn't a whole lot of product placement in this.
You know, you're right.
Kit Kats.
Okay, so we can't rule it out entirely. There were brands named by name, but it wasn't slapping you in the face.
Yeah.
They weren't like, hey, let's check out the Dunkin' Donuts down the street and...
Yeah, the diner wasn't, like, a name diner or anything like
that. Oh, okay. So his love interest, Vicky Valentine, is a waitress at a diner. It's, like, a 1950s.
A waitress at a diner who owns, like, a two-story house and can adopt three kids.
Yeah.
Foster three kids in huge house. One of them from Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. And those are expensive.
The Stranger Things foster kids? Yeah. They have high cost of living, those Stranger Things kids.
You paid a lot for those foster kids.
And they're always getting kidnapped by some weird D&D creature. Oh, good. I got a letter from a beholder that my kid is missing. It's going to shoot him with one of its eye powers if I don't do something. So, who are all the bad guys, Josh?
Everybody in the
town. Everyone besides Vicky Tyne and her kids.
Yeah.
And Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
And his mom. Well, and
his mom's the villain.
Yeah. His mom's a big old villain, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. And the girl that Vicky Valentine's son likes.
Yeah.
Nice.
She's also
okay,
nice.
Yeah. And Hubie, because he's a hero, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she says that.
Yeah. Oh.
They stayed a lot. Stuff out loud in this movie.
That's what I don't get about this movie is why everybody hates Hubie.
And why she desperately loves him.
They explain why. Because, like, they can't get horny and because they're jealous of his hair.
they do get to why.
I guess.
Everyone. See better people in him.
Yeah, he's the best, Justin.
Sure.
Adam Sandler at his best? It makes you want to kill him. It's just that powerful. And then he had to make a movie about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ray Liotta.
That's a name?
Yep, that's the guy who was bullying him that pushed him in the grave.
His own father's grave.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much he is, like, driven to bully this man. You're at your own parents' funeral, and this guy shows up, and you're like, fucking nerd, into the grave with your recently deceased parent.
Yeah.
So there are some funny concepts going on in this movie. There are some great actors in this, too. Some other villains. Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows and his wife.
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph.
Two.
Who's not into Tim Meadows at all, even though they're married.
Two more greats. Tim Meadows is wearing a terrible piece the first time he meets him. But later he's bald for Halloween. I wonder if he told people, oh, I shaved it off. I buzzed my hair. I hope it grows back. Ha ha ha. He could use it as an excuse.
He could.
Men, if you're losing your hair and afraid to go bald, don't be. But use Halloween as an excuse. Then people won't be like, oh, you decided to finally go for it, huh? <They'll>... Little life hack there. Go as Uncle Fester.
Sure.
Or Vin Diesel.
Or Vin Diesel.
Or The Rock.
Yeah.
Or Dave Bautista. Like
Jason Statham.
Or, yeah. Any of these bodies with chrome domes. Yeah. And then you'll be like, yeah, yeah, I did it for Halloween. And, you know, I just liked it so much I kept it that way. That's no tips here.
Yeah. Good tip.
Good tips. If you think of any more bald heroes we can include in that, just drop them throughout the podcast. Dr. Manhattan.
Mm.
Blue, bald. Got it going on. Professor X.
Sure, Patrick Stewart's bald.
Patrick Stewart's a real life hero that's bald. Yeah. Yeah, I was going Professor X, but okay, yeah. all right, so yeah, everybody hates him. We have a bunch of villains.
Yeah.
Too many villains.
One has escaped from the mental institution.
Yeah, there's his friend, Richie.
Who was who? Who's Richie?
Rob Schneider.
Oh, who escaped from the mental institution.
Yeah.
We also have a werewolf who not moves really. In next door
an
to
actual
him.
Werewolf.
Yeah.
Not a joke.
No.
It was a joke.
Eventually.
He was in an insane asylum and he
glued the hair on. It did say, yeah. I mean, eventually, right. But it played it real for a while.
Real straight. Yeah.
Steve Buscemi. And you didn't realize that the mental patient and Steve Buscemi
were different characters. Because why would it be?
Exactly. In a movie that was made for humans, they would be the same character.
Well, also, like, the mental patient escapes and we don't see for, 2 hours.
We kind of do from the back.
There's, like,
and we miss a butt shot. When we're in school, mental patient, I want it hospital gown, butt flapping in the breeze, because the camera panned down.
Mm-hmm. It was him pissing, though.
Yeah, not as good a joke as just bare butt. This is PG-13. You can get away with Rob Schneider's butt.
Sure.
What if he has a really racist tattoo, though, and they were like, I don't know if we can CG that out. Because it's Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
I think this is the most recent thing they've done together, to be fair.
They're making the new Grown Ups.
Is he in that?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't in the second one.
I know, but they've confirmed he's coming back.
Oh, wow. Because he did, the CPAC, big quotes here, because we're on air, comedy special.
Yeah, yeah,
that everybody's seen clips of on, your favorite news.
Yeah, I think he bombed so bad at that Adam Sandler felt sorry for him.
Don't!
Yeah.
Stop giving this man a platform! He's like, we can only go up from here. Because he really talks with a voice, like Sandler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different voices all the time.
Every day. Hubie doesn't have a lot going on for him. Does he have a job?
No.
No.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm.
He has a girlfriend in Canada, though.
Mm-hmm.
Sure does.
Who he says he breaks up with. We don't see her, though.
Because, yeah. Sure.
Totally real.
Totally real.
I thought they were going to make a joke of that.
That would have been funny.
Sure, coming in at the, beating the mom up or something. No.
He lives with his mom. He does give a safety talk at the school for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And
it sounds like he does it every year because Vicky talks
about it. Oh, you got one of his safety talks. Yeah. It's weird.
Isn't that hot? How he talks
oh,
to
oh, God. She's into him.
Way too
every turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this might be a crime, lady.
Yeah.
Back off, how into this guy you are. But she won't say anything. She's waiting
She's known him for his whole life, basically.
Kindergarten or first grade.
He said that he's loved her since the third grade, and she said that she's loved him since the first grade.
But she settled for Kevin James,
mm-hmm.
who became a Muppet cop in this movie. And he's not bad. I'll give it to him. Kevin James, as this, corrupt sheriff, he's playing it pretty good. We give him a lot of shit when he shows up in these movies because he's always playing
better
something.
Than him as the president.
That's what I'm saying. In Pixels, he's always playing something a little outlandish, but playing Dog the Bounty Hunter as a... Okay, I was going to say small town sheriff. They play Salem way too small
for knows each other.
This movie. It's there's pig farmers in this movie. Salem's a pretty big established town at this point, with suburbs around it. It's just weird. It's one of those Sandlerisms where he's just Salem, because Halloween.
Yeah.
We gotta put it there. That's where the witches were. You could have done it anywhere and had the mom do the same thing, I think. I don't think it has to be in Salem. We got any more villains? We covered Ray Liotta, the husband and wife. So we realized at the end of this... The kid that he works with? This was supposed to be someone who passed away before filming of the movie.
Because the kid dressed as Freddie Mercury.
In the very end, there was In Memoriam 2. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, I recognize that actor. He was supposed to be his foil throughout the movie. And a lot of scenes were cut. Because he worked with the guy at the deli. Yeah.
I see. I think those were they cut all the scenes.
They cut a lot of scenes. Because that felt kind of slapped together.
Yeah.
Him and the guy who played Freddie Mercury, there were like a couple scenes in the deli that it alluded to. And then the corn maze thing. That was a lot bigger in the original cut. And it got scrubbed because that guy died. So I wonder if it would have made for a better movie if it was like a hate buddy kind of thing. Like two people who are constantly I feel like it was more playing jokes on each other in that cut. And not sure. One guy constantly harassing Adam Sandler.
Yeah, it felt like this whole town was harassing a disabled guy.
It felt really mean. And that's why I say a little problematic, because it's 2020. Yeah. Like, what are you guys doing? This felt like an 80s movie, but even then, more people would have been on Sandler's side. Like, hey, leave him alone. Like, any neutral innocent would have been like, hey, that's not right. Yeah, and in this movie, they're like, hit him harder. He goes to that one teen party where he's playing, like, RoboCop, and he's like...
I understand why they hated him in that scene.
Got some ID? Then you won't be drinking.
Yeah, he's going around, like, knocking drinks out of people's hands, breaking up people, making out.
They almost kill him!
They still overreact way too hard.
But I was gonna say, when he was given the safety talk at the school, it seems like they turned on a dime. Like, he didn't say anything that controversial. He's like, just remember safety.
Yeah, don't go in the danger zone.
And I'll start throwing things, and I'm like... What the fuck is the danger zone? Like, explain it. And I don't know. It's like, don't get candy from these houses. And some kid's like, but they found out full bars.
He said that he, like, did a thing where he made a tower of candy. And that if it fell, all the candy he had after it fell, he'd donate to the homeless shelter.
Yeah. He's trying to be a good person in this town. He's like, you kids don't need that much candy. That's a lot of candy. And he's probably right in some aspects. Didn't get through to him. Got through to the foster kids.
It did.
These kids love him because their mom loves him.
Yes.
And talks about him positively every morning.
But never asks him out in the 20 years
she's... Well, she can't.
No.
It has to be Hubie that does that.
He does do that.
Eventually.
Yeah.
When he thinks she's a killer?
Yeah, it takes that she's a psycho killer to open up to her. So...
I guess it's because he has got mommy issues.
Oh, and we'll see why. They're pretty, you know.
His mom has an ongoing joke where she's wearing inappropriate shirts.
Yeah, she got them at like
the thrift store. And this takes place over like one day, so she changed
six or seven shirts. These are fantastic. It's like boner alarm.
Boner donor.
Boner donor. And so this is a funny runner for this. Because she's like, oh, boners, that's making a mistake. And it is.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, they used to say, pulled a boner, sure. Made a mistake.
Yep.
I love this runner that he keeps using it throughout the movie. Like with the teenagers, he's like, I've pulled a few boners in my day.
Yeah, there was one where he was like, back when I was your age, I used to pull big boners all the time. Boners I wish I could pull now.
Boners in math class. So those aren't the real bad guys.
It's his mom. She's
defending
him from his bullies.
She's kidnapping the bad guys.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, you gotta stand up for yourself.
If you don't, I'm gonna kill them.
It's a mixed message. Because she's like, you have to stand up for yourself, but you didn't, so I'm going to. Like, no, that doesn't really teach him anything.
No.
And she puts him on these pyres, and she's ready to fucking burn him alive, covered in gasoline. She's going to jail for... I know she's, like,
she disappears.
She pulls the Frankenstein.
Yeah, they're not going to look for her. They're not going to pull a manhunt. No. Once you run into the woods and you're like, they're like, oh, Guess she got away this time.
She caught up with the Frankenstein.
It's Halloween. Everybody gets one. You know what they say. It's Halloween. Everybody deserves one good scare. From your favorite. It kind of had echoes of your favorite movie, Justin. Halloween.
I mean, there was a guy in a mask. I'll give you that.
No, no, no. There was a guy who was, there was a guy who escaped from an insane asylum who found a mask and wore it with his medical scrubs. Like, yes. That's pretty fucking close.
Yes.
That's all that happens in Halloween. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This movie encompassed the entire premise of Halloween and, like, mm-hmm. that scene.
Yeah. What would you rather watch, this again or Halloween?
This. Yes.
Wow.
Nothing happens on Halloween. This made me laugh. This made me laugh a couple of times.
Yeah.
Does that mean this is better than Halloween? No.
No, it doesn't.
No.
But that's pretty funny still. Josh's new Halloween classic. You'll be at a party and people are like, ooh, we should watch a scary movie. We should put on the original Halloween. No, we're putting on Hubie Halloween. Wait, why? You'll thank me later.
Like, this is the thing where it's like, I watched all as a kid and now I can appreciate. All right, we watched it like, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah. I watched this when it came out.
And I like horror movies.
What? Like,
yeah.
It's like you like black and white movies.
Not until I'm watching them.
Yeah, true. So, Hubie, he's like, he's trying to crack the case. He doesn't, because everybody is against him, and it's his own mom. The way they find out is because they trace the phone call from this burner phone to his house.
Mm-hmm.
He's about to kiss Vicky Valentine, gets pulled away, goes to his house, and there's this scene where his mom's just sitting in the living room in the dark, and it's pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, admitting, like, hey, I did it all for you, Hubie. Takes her to the backyard, and they're tied up as, like, witches in a pyre.
And I want to know how she pulled them back.
I know.
Yeah.
That's my big question, too.
They show her yank, like, multiple people, the darkness or the cornfield.
Ray Liotta got pulled back, like, far. 20 feet.
Yeah.
She's really good with a lasso.
Or something.
Like a Looney Tunes. A giant hook, like improv, like.
Why only?
Ray Liotta is not a small man.
No, no. Why those four?
Like, I guess they actively made fun.
They were his. They were his main.
Why
bully.
Not the kids in the
Ray
ghost
Liotta?
Masks.
Because well, the you're right. The kids in the ghost masks are kind of like just little street urchins. Because they were kind of working for the couple at the drive-in.
Sure.
I like the way they portray Salem in this, that everybody gets dressed up for whatever they're doing on Halloween night, even if they're going to a drive-in movie or staying home. I didn't like that the two foster daughters went wandering the streets in their bathrobes on Halloween night. Like, put a costume on. Or don't leave the house at all.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
It's preferable. Mm. But second option, put a costume on. It's Halloween night. You're going out. Like Josh said, there were some funny moments. It made me laugh, too. I didn't expect that, because it's Adam Sandler. But I love Halloween movies, and I don't know if that put it in my favor a little bit or not. But Josh, would you recommend this movie?
Like Halloween, no. Did I not recommend Halloween? I'm sure
I don't think any of us recommended Halloween. Maybe one of us did, but no, I can't tell who.
Adding the word Hubie to Halloween does not make a recommend.
Does that make it a canonically a Halloween movie? Like Halloween H2O,
no, remember,
Hubie Halloween?
Only cities are in the same. So like Hocus Pocus and this same canon.
But. Well, we also have the Escape duo from John Carpenter, speaking of Halloween. Escape from New York and Escape from L.A. So that's a series in two different cities.
They tell you that.
And look at Fast and the Furious. We go all over the world in that one.
No, I did not. This was classic Sam. It was bad. Did make me laugh a little more than usual. There were some good running jokes.
Funny animal.
There was a funny animal.
That's really doesn't make me laugh.
No, I'm just saying, when that funny animal showed up and we were like, is it funny? For like 5 minutes back and forth until it got funny, undeniably.
They zoomed in on the cat making like a fake reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. First it was a cat eating a pumpkin, and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty funny. And you're like, no, that's just a cat. And then he hucked the cat like a football, and I was like, that's a funny animal. And you're like, all right, I'll give that to you. And then it had a full, like, live-action Sailor Moon felt surprised face.
Yeah.
Okay, that's undeniable. Justin, is this going into your yearly rotation? No. Did you like this? Are you going to recommend it?
I did not like this.
No, why?
No, it was jumbled.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. That didn't make sense. I guess it didn't need to make sense.
I'll give it this. It came together in an interesting way because I really liked the connection between Buscemi's werewolf character and Rob Schneider's character. I don't say I like Rob Schneider a ton, but it was good in this role that he broke out to help his friend who thought he was a werewolf. Mm-hmm. And was like, I'll get you back, buddy. And he's like petting him and he's like, who's a good roommate? Rob Schneider with blonde hair was kind of confusing.
Yeah.
Like the surfer hair. But yeah, continue. Why didn't you like this movie?
A lot of the jokes were stupid.
Yeah?
I didn't understand why everybody hated this guy.
Or liked him. That's what was the worst part. She was so horny for him.
She was.
She was kissing the screen when he was confessing.
In front of her kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It was jumbled, a lot of it didn't make sense. I guess it didn't need to because it's a silly, stupid
Sandler movie.
Yeah. Are you going to watch this with your nephews when they get a little older?
No.
It's a Halloween watch.
No. Yeah, it's a Halloween watch. Like, we've watched all the other Halloween movies for kids.
We did this before Nightmare Before Fucking Christmas.
Look what we've done to ourselves with the Summer of Sandler.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't in the Nightmare Before Christmas.
I know that. But we've done other, like, actual...
I know.
Halloween's at least an iconic Halloween.
You're right. That's a true classic.
We haven't done Friday the 13th yet either.
And we could really do that one for Halloween or Christmas.
The Nightmare
Before Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Friday the 13th.
That was like, wait, what?
Yeah, okay. We did Nightmare on Elm Street.
We haven't done Friday the 13th.
And we've done Halloween. We just haven't done Friday the 13th because it's not that good, the first one. Like, that's one that gets better as they go.
Sure.
Okay.
And you have to get to, like, in my opinion, 6 is the peak. Because it's...
That's too many.
That's what I'm saying.
That's too long.
I'm not going to start at 1 is all I'm saying. I might start at 6.
I've done worse. You go right ahead.
Let's do 6 backwards.
Yeah.
The bonus points if Sandler shows up in any of them.
How come we haven't gotten a Sandler killer movie? I feel like he'd be a good killer.
Listen, we've done all the Sandler movies there are.
Not quite.
We're almost
that there. Are not Netflix. Mm-hmm. The Forbidden List. I'm just saying there aren't any Sandler killer movies.
I know. That's why he's asking.
Yeah, you should do one.
You mean us as a society? Not us as a podcast.
Yeah,
like, why haven't we made Sandler?
Why hasn't Sandler been a serial killer
why
yet?
Hasn't he been a
Why hasn't he go the number 23?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that answers
mm-hmm.
its own question right there, boys. He asked himself that. Why haven't I done the number 20? And he just pictures Jim Carrey with a saxophone in a noir film. I would also not recommend this. I liked it a little. It's funny. It's a cute Halloween movie, but like you said, Justin, way too much going on. Halfway through this, we're like, wait, how many bad guys are there? Like, who's doing what?
What's even happening anymore?
Yeah. Is there a killer? Or people are like getting sucked through the corn? His mom did that.
Yeah.
His mom put a scarecrow in the road the same day she abducted someone from the corn maze.
Yeah.
And like a fucking alien sucked them through the air. How do you even do that practically? How'd they put bungee cords on someone and just pull them back into a shock?
Probably.
Prob How'd she do it?
I don't know.
Yeah. There's so many more Halloween movies that you can watch and incorporate. So many better Halloween comedy horror movies. This one doesn't really scratch either of those itches for me. It's not funny enough, and it's not scary at all. Because you're like, well, it might be a werewolf, but he seems kind of like a nice guy. And it might be this guy from the mental institution. He put a pig mask on, but it didn't. For like 40 minutes, we were like, where'd that guy go?
Yeah.
Like, if he's the main big bad guy, shouldn't he be killing people? Like, every 15 minutes, put a scene in, at least, where it's like he sneaks into a house.
Well, and I think we were supposed to think he was the one killing people because it kept showing the person...
Yeah.
The POV through a mask.
How many red herrings do you need, though?
I know. Too many.
Yeah. Justin?
Yeah?
Could you do me the honors of pulling up your telecommunications portal and seeing if we have any emails? Because you can reach us at fapcheck@gmail.com, and Josh will read those emails.
It has happened.
Aloud at the end of each podcast. Until then, you can reach us at Have You Seen Podcast on Instagram, where we post a link to all of our new episodes. Check us out on Have You Seen and Fap Check on Facebook. And check out our other podcast, Amazeballs, where we check out TV series. And What About Wrestling, where Justin and our only fan, Nick, talk about different wrestling events. Justin?
No.
Why?
I don't know. We gotta ask.
Why are the people wasting our time not writing to us?
I don't know.
This could be such a better feature of the show.
It could be.
If only you took the time, dear listener,
to
and
ask
the power
Josh a question.
And grasp it in your hand.
You don't even have to ask him a question.
You can just make him say whatever you want. That's the true trick of this. You could send him your pony flash fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but I'm required to read it. On the show.
If it gets really dirty, it goes on the Patreon, which we haven't made. Because none of you motherfuckers have emailed us yet. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
Hey, guys. Have you seen...